Chapter 2. Balls, Bailiffs and Jesus. Tamsin. An aspen ski lodge was this year's theme. A flutter of snowflakes, a taste of Samaritz glitz, and a little sprinkle of film star glamour for Christmas. That's all I wanted. And how wonderful if my husband had been there to share it with me. But Simon called to say he'd be late. Apparently Japan were on the phone. What, the whole of Japan? Sam asked me when I told her. She was the queen of sarcasm, our Sam. Sarcastic Sam, Mrs. J always called her. And as my sister had never really been a fan of my husband, he was often at the blunt end of her tongue. Anyway, I ignored her. She always said I was over the top at Christmas. She didn't understand how competitive it was on Chantry Lane. She had no idea of the work. The sheer toil involved in lists and mood boards and instructing staff to do exactly what you wanted them to do. Our Sam thought if she put up a chocolate advent calendar and a paper streamer, that was the season done. And that's where we differed. I tried not to be too hurt that Simon wouldn't be there. But it would be yet another happy family Christmas card with my husband photoshopped into the picture, as Sam had rather peevishly pointed out the previous year. I don't know why you're so bothered. He's been photoshopped into your lives for years. He never gets involved. I pushed this comment about Simon from my mind and concentrated on my designers, Peter Hedden and Orlando Hall, who were currently straddling various balustrades and screaming with laughter. I made a mental note not to serve mulled wine next year until their swags and bespoke Christmas windowscapes were properly in place. I just hoped the frosty wreaths, crystal snowflakes and fur baubles would survive their jaunty mood. I was immersing myself in the sheer madness and magic of Christmas preparation when I spotted Hermione and Hugo lounging all over the new white sofas. "Will you both please get off my winter white seating? It's not for sitting on. And why hasn't anyone dressed the dog?" I yelled. I snatched the gorgeous, hand-sewn polar bear outfit from my son, who was aimlessly wandering around making...